A group of foreign investors is suing the state of Vermont for failing to stop the alleged EB-5 frauds in the Northeast Kingdom. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Attorney General T.J. Donovan says the investors' complaint has no merit.
The investors say that state regulators were basically complicit in an alleged Ponzi scheme since they failed to exercise even basic oversight of the EB-5 projects. But Attorney General T.J. Donovan says the plaintiffs have provided no evidence that state officials were somehow responsible for the alleged crimes.
There is no specific allegation of fraud. There is no allegation of any state employee, current or past, lining their pockets. This is a wild goose chase.
And Donovan says the state is immune from the plaintiff's charges anyway, thanks to a legal doctrine known as sovereign immunity. The provision provides legal immunity to state officials who are trying to perform core government functions. Donovan says making those officials vulnerable to civil liability would set a dangerous precedent.
It would effectively shut down government, and it would have a chilling effect on decisions being made by employees who work for government.
Chandler Mattson is one of the Stowe attorneys who filed the suit on behalf of the foreign investors. Mattson says immunity applies only to state officials performing traditional government duties. And he says the Agency of Commerce's oversight role was well outside its core functions.
They're traveling, promoting, planning, and marketing what turned out to be the biggest fraud in Vermont history. So for the sake of our state and our credibility, we can't allow that same agency to hide behind the state and say, well, we have immunity because we're the state.
Donovan says most of the investors have already been made whole thanks to a $150 million settlement with a financial firm that allegedly helped facilitate the frauds. And he says the state continues to pursue civil charges filed last year against the men who allegedly orchestrated them. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.